Welcome to the most anticipated pre-EC2 podcast. I'm here with Raj Jepar, motherfucking D-Bazaar, my spiritual brother. And I know you guys have been really looking forward to this call. EC2 is right around the corner. Brother, the name of this convention, that's very elite because it's reserved to only 25 VIPs with a surreal lineup of 12 world-class gurus, 6 venues, 4 entire days. It is inspired by you, evolution of consciousness. Never have I witnessed a rate of evolution as yours. So I'd like to ask you about that. You evolve faster than any other humans I have ever met, including all the greats.
You got cut off.
And I'm not
there?
Hearing you.
There you are.
Yeah,
there you are.
Yeah, I'm there. So,
hi.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, well, brother. So I was saying, evolution of consciousness got inspired.
Yes, I heard all that.
By witnessing your evolution. Okay, got it.
Yes, yes. Well, it's great. It's great that this event is now coming around again because it's always nice to see the other instructors and what they've done since last year. You know, I think that the same person should not get up on stage and say the same things in the same manner they said it the year before. Because if that's the case, we could just buy the videotape from the year before. I expect to see the teachers evolve. And so if this is a true statement, then that means that all the students would also evolve based on the fact that all the teachers have evolved for a year. And I think that's a point that's missed by a lot of people. But it shouldn't be missed when it comes to what we do. But definitely what I do. I can't guarantee every other teacher. But for myself, this is a different AZD, different Arash. And that means no matter what you have known, no matter what you've studied with me, no matter where you are, I've evolved. That means what you're about to learn from me is evolved game. And now that's just me. What about the other instructors? What if two other instructors also evolved? Well, that means that the student is also going to evolve by just virtue of listening to a person who has evolved in a field. Because the person comes with information that was not available before. The experiences that I've had since last year to this year are completely different. I'm a totally different person. And the seduction is at a totally different level. So I think that's the importance in the evolution, is that sometimes we think it's the same event, right? It's not the same event. Every instructor is different. They've had a whole year to face life and face women and face insecurities and money and all the issues that we all face. How are they going to return? You know, I've seen it before where an instructor comes back worse, right? And then they start fading. We just tell they're losing it. But that's also part of the art of living that we have, right? Is your longevity. How long are you able to maintain? Or are you just a quick sprinter? Right? So this is all part of it, and I'm really excited. It's one of my favorite things in the world. So that's that. What's going on, brother?
Well, you know, I've done all the podcasts, and speaking of evolution and consciousness, there was an evolution taking place through the podcast. I don't know how many people got to listen to all of them in the order that they were recorded, but the evolution is certain. Now you break all world records when it comes to evolution, but also consciousness, you know. I read a quote of yours the other day. I got to recall it right now, but you were kind of saying that I feel silly saying this right now, but it referred to the fact that if people did not understand where you are at, it's because of their
they
caught
the measuring
in the frame
instrument.
Of the world. Yeah,
they don't have the measuring instrument.
You have a consciousness. Okay, I catch up with it because I'm on very little sleep, like every year. That's my own acceleration before the convention. I love it. I'm forced to to do things that I would normally not do. I'm facing things that at first seem like, how am I going to handle all of that? And I handle it, and then, I have more experience. So your consciousness, it's for most, they won't get it. But it is a truth that is unlike any other. So I want to hear from you about consciousness, your take on consciousness, brother.
Yeah, it's really the only thing that's going on in my world. There's nothing else going on. It looks to people like I'm living, so today's schedule, I woke up at 7:30, I did yoga for an hour and a half, then I hung out with my girlfriend Jessica till 4. It's 4:30 right now, I'm driving to pick up Cristali, my other girlfriend. I'm going to drop her off, I'm going to go to my parents' house tonight, visit them, mom and dad, niece. Three of my girlfriends will be there. I'm going to finish that, then I'm going to go to the strip club at 10, meet a student there. We're going to kill it tonight. I'll be home around 1:30, hang out with girlfriends around 3:30 or 4. I'm up again at 7:30. I know all these things are happening tonight, barring some kind of emergency. That's my schedule. Now, what's interesting is, as people observe me do that, although it looks like I'm doing that, let me tell you what's really going down today. I'd like to tell you my schedule today. I'm living these next moments, as I explained to you, with the outside, and the whole time, I have my attention on one thing, my consciousness, and it's an internal process. I'm not moving outwards anymore. I've been going inwards for some months now, and I hit some kind of a black hole inside or something that pulls all attention inwards. So I keep telling people, to you it looks like I'm doing all these things. I'm not. All I'm doing is paying attention to how I respond to life and undoing any kind of resistances inside of myself. That don't make sense. I don't want to have any resistance to life. That's been my path. That's what it is now. But I'm 100% committed. I know we haven't spoken for a while, but I have been 100% committed to this path for some time now, recent time. And when I say 100% committed, I mean, this is a quite high level for me. Not too many people have experienced me 100% committed, you know, but in my history, in 41 years, I've done things that I've been 100% committed to. So you ask me about consciousness, there's nothing else going on. It looks like I'm doing all these things. All I've been doing today is paying attention as I am right now, as I literally am doing right now and talking. I pay attention to the internal resistances that come up when another human being acts or says a certain thing, or when the world doesn't comply to my wishes, best wishes, that I think I should see this woman, not see that woman, make this money. I check to see my internal resistance to it, and it's my task to get rid of it. And that's all I'm doing. I'm doing nothing else. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing nothing else. Okay? I'm just not. I'm listening to, if there's, I'm listening to the voice of God, if there is one. I'd like to hear what God has to say today. So I'm reading the universe, and I'm floating in it, meanwhile keeping my integrity, like a ship that has lost its direction in the ocean, but is capable of riding out all the winds and all the storms, and it will be okay. That's how I am. I'm a ship lost at sea that knows the sea can't break me. So I'm really taking in this experience. There you go. That's good.
So many questions come up. First, many people go like, yeah, I'm going 100%, but their notion of 100% is far from their full potential. So would you mind to define your sense of 100%? I'm curious, brother. Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing Bikram yoga in recent times pretty intensely. I'm not really putting out on my Instagram too much or talking about it because I don't want to confuse people because exactly that, of my intensity in regards to a subject. What happens is everybody then assumes that they have to run and do yoga to have my powers. That's not what's going to happen. So I've been kind of refraining. I'm becoming more understanding of how I can communicate on a worldwide scale because I see what it does to people. So, but when it comes to my practice of yoga, I'm 100%. So what does that mean? Well, two nights ago, I went to bed around 2 a.m. At 5 a.m., I woke up to an emergency. There was an emergency in my family at 5 a.m. I was about 25 minutes away. I got up, put on my sweats. I remember when I walked outside, it was beautiful, man. It was like this mist. It was a fog, and it was still dark. And it was chilly. And I looked, and I said, man, this looks like magic. Wow. And there I was on my way to save somebody, basically. As I'm driving, I can't help but to notice how magical the roads look. I'm the only car on the road, pretty much. There's a few here and there, but it's misty. It's cold. I arrive by 6:30, an hour and a half. Situation is resolved completely because of my work. Okay, now check this out. My alarm every day is at 7:30, no fail, no matter what. At 6:30 a.m., I look to see, okay, I've been doing yoga consistently every day. I don't need to do it every day, blah, 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 and all the reasons why it's okay to today take a day off. However, here's what happened. I knew that if I closed my eyes at 6:30, I wouldn't wake up at 7:30. So at 6:30, I said, fuck this. I got up. I started driving the streets. I started walking the streets. I stayed up until my alarm would have gone on, and I did it. Then the next day, I slept late. I do it. Now, what do we know? My girlfriends know this. I know this. My enemy should know this. God knows this. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be in that yoga class tomorrow unless I'm dead. Because that's just what's going on. That's 100% to me. I'm not going to fail it. It relies on me. And because it relies on me, it will get done. It doesn't require anybody else to get me to go there. I just have to get up and go. That's up to me. 100%.
Now, since you will do that, brother, then as you do that, what is it that you tap into or realize or that becomes available that others would miss out on if they were to pass because they have that little excuse that day?
Well, Manu, my teacher, would say, you have to qualify to connect up to the chi line. And, you know, I have to report my experience, you know. And I can tell you, when I commit like this, like let's say in recent times to yoga, the moment that commitment takes place and you begin to demonstrate the commitment through all odds, like you get tested, right? I swear to you, if you've done it, you would know. Another dimension in that field opens up to you that's not available unless you're committed at that level. See, I believe in this new theory I have. Well, it's not my new theory, but it's a theory that's out there, and I seem to be able to use it to do certain things. And this is a theory of multiple universes. Now, I can't prove there's multiple universes, but I can prove that using the concept of multiple universes, I can manifest things really, really well. And so when you fully commit, there's a feeling of there's another universe parallel to this one that's reserved for the people who are totally committed to something. They get to step through some kind of a stargate or something, dimension gate, that shows them in the same moment as everybody else, as we're all looking, I'm looking at traffic right now sitting in it, and I realize that this traffic is symbolic of me being out talking to a girl. In, let's say, 5 seconds of a girl talking to me and a man standing next to me and that same man observing the same woman for those 5 seconds, I will see in comparison to his eyesight, I probably see, if you extend the timeline of the 5 seconds, I probably see about 5 days in her while he sees 5 seconds. Why? I'm so familiar with her language, with her tonality and movement, that in 5 seconds I can very quickly map out things about her that would be completely clueless to him unless he spent 5 days with her. So in that same moment, time, even though we both spend 5 seconds, one of us stretches it into 5 days. And this I only see with people that are totally committed to an art form or a situation. Their present time stretches. the experience in that same moment of dribbling the ball in the basketball or a musician, in that same moment, they seem to see or gather so much more data available than another person who's not so committed and familiar with the subject, right? Those people see the gross big movements. This person, intricate, tiny twitches of the eye, or the breath change is perceived by a master pickup artist, or her breathing changed. It's more excited, or it's a little bit more shallow, or, oh, she's calmed down, she's breathing differently. She just sighed. Like, there's not a sound, there's not a breath that she takes around me that I don't hear, just so you guys know, and that I don't use. She is in constant communication, telling me who she is, what she's doing, what she wants, what she's afraid of. It's up to me to listen. I have to listen to that language. And when I learn to speak her language, I make her mine. That's the way you get anybody. You speak their language. Okay? And the way you make an enemy out of somebody is you speak the opposite language. Literally, we could use language to bring peace into the world. If we got people to speak the same language, use the same words with the same tonalities, they would actually get along with each other, no matter what they said. But if they use different language, they have different words for different things, different tonalities, then they're going to get in a fight. Because it's less about what's being said and more about how it's being said. When guys say, what should I say? What should I say when she says this? Well, the real question is, how should I say what I should say next? Not what should I say. She just flaked on me. What should I say to her? No. The question is, she just flaked on me. How should I say the next thing to her? Ah, you say it in a very unneedy, no big deal way. Now, what should you say? It doesn't matter as long as you say it the way I just told you. Because if you say it in a needy way, then it doesn't matter what the fuck you say. You fucked up still. So the question of what should I say is properly changed to how should I say. And if people could just do that, their communication would improve dramatically.
Brother, I found that one pitfall for many is which prevents their own evolution is that evolution will also include the realization that what we had at some point perceived as absolute truth is suddenly obsolete. And I've on many occasions heard you say like that your thinking had completely changed. But for many, they would kind of not embrace the fact that, hey, okay, I'm at a completely new level. If you know what I mean, there's like a little resistance in having to look back at what we did up to a point and say, okay. Sometimes I even heard you say that, well, I was saying this, but no, today I say that. And you do that with a lot of grace, with a lot of ease, with tremendous forward motion. While I observe so many, they know they could do better, they have a glimpse of better, but they insist with the old ways.
Right. That's right. Are you asking a question or are you just making a comment?
I'm asking a question. At the level of what I'm picking your mind, brother, I'm very curious. So what is your mindset that allows you to facilitate like that rate of growth and to not like many just the moment a new way is presented, you are in it full force.
Exactly. You know, I love putting myself mentally in the worst situation you could possibly be in and making myself okay. This is one of my favorite practices. One of my favorite practices is to imagine being locked up and tortured every day, you know, like a prisoner, and somehow finding peace in those moments, right? This is what I like to do. So one of my favorite shows is any kind of prison and lockup shows, and I have some very, very dear friends of mine right now that are actually in jail, some for a very long time. And so that world is very interesting to me because prior to me having these friends, I've been watching these shows my entire life. There's three shows that I've continued to watch as a child. I mean, meaning like if I had to buy a VHS cassette tape, you know, back in time, I would buy one of these. One of them was martial arts, the other one was animals, and the third one had to do with gangsters and jail cells. And I actually saw all of these as one subject, just different branches of the same subject. The reason why I'm saying that is when you put yourself in a certain state of mind that you can't look outside of you for your survival, like, listen, dude, if you're going to make it, it's going to be on you. And I know the odds are against you, but if you don't make it, you're dead. Now watch this. We're going to up the stakes. Not only are you dead, somebody you love is going to die. But you can't count on them. No one is going to save you and pick your fucking favorite person. So if you were in that moment and it was real, it wasn't like a dream, like you were faced with a moment that you literally had to overcome some big odds. Not impossible, but big odds. And there was no way out. And if you failed, you and your loved one would die. See, this moment is crucial for me because I try to live in this moment as much and as long as I possibly can. And when you're in this moment, you are dying, literally, thirsty for survival. So no matter how good I'm doing, I put myself there and I go, man, I'm still not be able to be at peace in that situation, right? How would I be okay in this situation? And then I realize how much more my mind has to go, and then or my ideas or my whatever. And so I continue to go towards this arbitrary position I've created for myself, which says, when the mountain crumbles in front of you, don't flinch. I read that in the Taoist book, and I decided I want that. And I have a tattoo on my body that people say, what's your most important tattoo? It is that one. It's hidden. And it says, may nothing bind you. May nothing trap you. That's been my goal, to try to find the solution to the entrapment of this universe. That's what's been going on. So how could I not look for the answer in the next moment? Because evolution is all there is, spiritual evolution. I don't know what else to do. I'm trying to find something else to do. I can't figure out what else to do. You know what I mean? Mm.
Yes, brother. I've asked the question to all the speakers. You said before listening to the voice of God. So I openly have asked all the speakers, what's your sense of God? Or if we can state it that way.
What's my what?
Your sense of God.
My sense of God. What's my sense of God? I've been really looking at this recently. I'm going to give an answer. Also stating that my answer will be different in some time in the future, without a doubt. Okay? So right now, here's my sense of God. I want to know what or who God is more than anything else you or any other individual on this planet could give me. I'm driven by this question right now. But I have another way of looking for it, not the way that they've been looking for it. I have a way of looking for it. I keep decoding this universe, and I keep challenging it. And I'm looking for God. I want to find him, and I think you can find him. If not, the search has gotten me real, real. It's been an exciting search, okay? So that's my sense of God, is I don't know, but it's the burning question in my mind every second.
Brother, I want to be mindful of your time. So we're going to be at EC2, 27 to the 30th. It's elite. We're looking for the guys that... one guy the other day said he was interested. I said, no, for that event, we don't do interested, you know? So, I'm simply going to say there's a link. I'm assuming we're getting close to the 25 that you probably may
click on the link either after the event, or maybe you can still be there. We're filtering candidates because it's such an exclusive experience. You know, I'm bringing the elements that I brought for Alpha Camp in the desert, board breaking and so on, the entertainment. And it's just also about the understanding of, like, okay, people are going to celebrate. They're going to go through a landmark of New Year and so on. What would be the optimal way to do that if you're really serious about it? Or if you're just saying, yeah, Happy New Year, yeah, here's a gift and a holiday. But if you're really serious about it and you're fed up with what was, you're in between and you cannot take another year of in between, or you're thriving, and anybody that thrives, we know the key is evolution. So my brother, it has been such an evolution with you, and I want to thank you personally. I really, really mean this, because you have quickened the rate of my own personal evolution, and you have heightened and continue to, most important, my consciousness. I am, in terms of age and longevity in this community, you're senior, but I often feel a little bit like your little brother in terms of your advancement and so on. So I can't wait to see you, and I thank you so much for the time, the wealth of wisdom, and everybody who is listening. I don't know if you want to add anything in conclusion, or if we keep it at this, brother, for now.
Yeah, I do want to add something. First of all, thank you. And secondly, you know, if you go back to my old videos, guys, I've been putting videos on YouTube for 10 years at least. You know, watch carefully. Every once in a while, when I hang out with a new girl, one of the things I like to do is watch my old videos just to see the girl's reaction. That lets me know if the girl is smart enough to hang out with or not, honestly. But I don't remember these videos. They're so long ago. But it's interesting. If you watch carefully, I've been warning people for a long time about this. I say, look, one day you're not going to be able to contact me because my knowledge is going to be so far out there and I'm not going to have any interest in talking to you guys. And I keep warning people and I keep warning people. And I'm just telling everybody once again, listen, this is not about pickup. This is not about getting women. This is not about being rich and wealthy. It's not. Those are just markers that tell you you're doing it right. This is about the human mind, the human emotion, about freeing oneself from the traps of the matrix in the way that I so far have. By no means am I free. Okay, I'm probably the biggest fool on the planet. However, I am where I'm at, and I can see where that is in comparison to other individuals. So don't take it lightly. I'm telling you, don't take it lightly. If you're going to college, drop the fuck out. Drop out. If you're doing a job you don't like, stop. Just stop. Figure it out. But stop killing yourself. You're killing yourself. Okay? When do you want to start living? When you get off work today? How about when you graduate college, pay back your loan, and then you can start living? Oh, no, no. You got to get married. Make sure you get married. But you got to have kids, though. That's right. But if you haven't bought a house, what about a golden retriever? Like, you bought some weird storyline that was passed on to you. It's not real. It's not true. Okay? It's not real. It's not true. I am a happy individual. I am a fulfilled individual. I am at peace. I feel powerful. And I live on the same planet as you with the same fucking problems. Okay? I just deal with them differently. So make it your business to learn, please. I won't be able to teach you forever, but you can do now while I'm here, okay? That's it.
Yeah, and brother, I just wanted to also let you know that I was just in touch with the theater where you had studied with your mentor, and that's where your official annual VIP, it's only VIPs this year, talk will take place. So that's going to be
wow.
A moment. So
that's
it's all set in the very room.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
That is Friday. Upon arrival, the stage is yours, and that's where, you know, we
wow,
have people who are still asking
okay.
about, can I have the segment of, like, 3 years ago when Raj did the VIP talk, you know, each year, on top of the other things that he does. So it's going to take place over there. All right. So that was phenomenal. Above and beyond, words cannot define. And I look forward to see you in just a couple of days, brother.
Okay, brother.
Thank you.
See you soon. Bye-bye.